Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
7:43, 17 before 8. Tommy Tucker, WWL, 2 days before Thanksgiving. Hard to believe it is already November 26th. It seems like literally just a month ago we were celebrating New Year's Eve. 77 for a high today, 30% chance for showers. Thanksgiving Day, highs of 70. It's going to start cool, a low of 50 Thanksgiving morning on the North Shore, 56 on the South Shore. Then it warms up, highs of 80 on Saturday before another cool front comes through. And on Monday, this could feel chilly, highs of 57 with a pretty stiff breeze. A woman in New Jersey is facing up to 10 years in prison, having been convicted of second-degree vehicular homicide in one of the first cases in that state to rely on texting while driving to establish recklessness. She's 50 years old, 5 to 10 years. That's what she's looking at in prison. And she killed a 39-year-old pedestrian because she just didn't see her because she was texting. Dane Cialino, our guest, friend, professor of law at Loyola. Good morning, sir.
Morning, Tommy. How are you?
I'm well. And you?
Good.
Tell me about the law in Louisiana as it relates to texting, and is there a distinction between impaired driving, between distracted driving, texting? I know the legislature has been back and forth on this.
Well, there's no homicide statute or criminal injury statute that relates to texting. There's just the general negligent homicide statute that would have applied in this case, the case dealing with a lady in New Jersey, which essentially holds that if you kill somebody through criminal negligence, you can get up to 5 years in jail. And the state has to prove that you were reckless, that is, that you appreciated the risk of harm but just essentially ignored it. And texting while driving, given all of the known risks of doing that, certainly would fit.
Do you know, are there any stats kept in Louisiana, for example, of fatalities as a result of texting while driving, or is that a very difficult thing to prove?
Well, it's always difficult to prove, to show the connection between a text and a car wreck. But with modern technology, like, for example, the technology used in this lady's trial up in New Jersey showed that all cars have built into them these sensors. And the sensor showed that she didn't even apply her brakes, and it will tell you the exact time that the collision happened. The police can match that up with her text message stream, and there it was. They proved that she was texting in the seconds before the accident. So that's clear negligence, and it's understandable why she was convicted.
So your two choices there are: you either intended to run down the victim, and I'm not laughing about this, or it was distracted driving, right, Dana? At that point, if there's no indication that you made no attempt to stop,
yeah, then that's just plain negligence, and it has to rise to the level of criminal negligence, which is a gross deviation from the standard of care. You know, essentially appreciating the risk and just ignoring it. And you know, we all hear about how dangerous texting and driving is. We tell it to our kids, and hopefully, but though not always, obey our own instructions. And because of those known risks, it could easily be established to be reckless. So, the same exact thing could happen in Louisiana, whether we have a special texting and driving statute or not.
I'm not a behavioral scientist. You are a very smart man, and it amazes me. To me, it speaks, and I'm not encouraging this at all, but to the adaptability of human beings, because with so many people texting while driving, I am surprised that we don't have, 10,000 people a day in the country killed.
You're exactly right, and we all know not to do it, and we all better stop doing it.
In terms of other things that people do on the highways as they get ready to, go visit people for Thanksgiving, travel, et cetera, you know, we're talking earlier with a police, a state police trooper about these people that are going 50 in a left lane, which they shouldn't, and then somebody else comes up behind them like it's the Autobahn in Germany and is riding a foot off of their bumper, blinking the lights, et cetera. And I don't know if that's road rage or if it's just, you know, they want to use the lane that's for passing, and I understand that. But when cars are a foot apart, and you're going 50, 60, 70 miles an hour, if these cars collide, that could be just disastrous with vehicles flipping over, the traffic that's on either side of them, et cetera. What kind of charges for people that don't care enough about their family, Dane, for people that are not responsible enough to do what they're supposed to do? In our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll asking people, do you drive the speed limit? 73% are saying yes. I don't know if people are lying or the speeders just aren't up yet. But what kind of legal liability could you face, and what kind of criminal liability could you face? Even though, in terms of civil liability, if you are insured, can you lose your house over something like that? And in terms of criminal liability, if you seriously hurt or kill somebody just from speeding, tailgating, et cetera, what are you looking at?
Yeah, it's very rare that any vehicular accidents result in criminal charges. Only if there's alcohol or drugs involved do you see that, or just gross negligence in the sense of people driving 40, 50 miles over the speed limit, those sorts of things. So the vast majority of these cases are dealt with in civil court and through civil lawsuits, and obviously you can have unlimited liability for the damage you cause on the road. That's why people have insurance, obviously, and some people even have umbrella policies to cover, you know, $2-5 million worth of exposure. So, that's where most of the risk involves, not necessarily from criminal prosecution.
If you have an umbrella policy and then you add a teenage driver to it and you keep that policy, God bless you, because it's going to go way, way up. Anything you want to add, Dane, before we let you go?
No, just everybody needs to look at the road rather than their text.
You can't lose. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your time. I hope you and your family have a nice Thanksgiving.
You too, Tommy.
Dane Cialino, professor of law at Loyola. Give me a call when we come back. 260.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.